This is Wild About Utah.
Sometimes I have a hard time coming up with fun or fancy things to say for the radio. It's just a thing that happens. When that happens, sometimes I'll go outside and pick something happening around me or something I think of when outside and write about that. Sometimes, or almost always, creativity for me is not clean-cut. It can be kind of formulaic. Talk about things you see, feel, and think in a way that hopefully helps folks balance listening, their imagination, and hopefully hope all at the same time. It's at least an ideal. But sometimes, instead, what comes out when you're outdoors is stuff that's kind of dumb and pretty funny. Truth be told, I prefer dumb funny things. I think stuff that is funny is better than stuff that isn't funny. Funny stuff is fun. And so, here's me sitting in a big gold puffy coat and well-napkined Carhartts in a foldable lawn chair under gray winter sky, and jack is happening around me. No birds tweeting, no fresh tracks, not even no dim ray of sunshine. Just hands as cold hands can be. Then I see a dead skyward and questionably lodgepole pine. I thought I could maybe have a second life as a flagpole, the name I thought it could be and all. Then I wondered, if trees wove a flag, what color would they fly? Regardless, I doubt they much care if it was green, beings that got no eyes. No eyes, no ears, no tongue, no nose, not even fully developed human hands which spring from the roots so. And then I thought, if ducks could sing opera, like dark Verdi arias, I think they'd quack less good, but dig in no less mud. No lips, no fur, lays eggs, webbed toes, brains like walnuts, only knows where south goes. And then, if clouds could pick what unit of measure that they preferred, I'd reckon volume be tricky, be hard to pin down where the mass does now occur. No lungs, no feet, bring snow, turn sleet, don't even got clocks to keep time. And that's where it ended. Stream ran Utah dry. And that's okay. And even though, when I read what I wrote to my partner, she gave me that look of, "You sure?" I couldn't help but think, "Yep." So I laughed and smiled wide. So here's me saying to you that sometimes, when you go looking for inspiration about the world from that old all about us, well, that is the world, don't turn up your nose on silly things. Funny things that pop into your mind, even if they are dumb. Because once, someone probably thought something wild and dumb that ended up being kind of neat. Or something that they thought about. And who knows, maybe one day we'll have to ask ourselves again. If trees wove a flag, what color would they fly? Would they measure it in cubits? Or some other unit from the sky? I'm Patrick Kelly, and I'm Wild About Utah.